USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Things will get worse before they get better, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health.
When you're dealing with a virus outbreak, you are always behind where you think you are. If we have a worst case scenario, we've got to admit it, we could be overwhelmed. Are we going to have a worst case scenario? I don't think so. I hope not. What are we doing to not have that worst case scenario? That's when you get into the things that we're doing.
He was on Fox News Sunday. The White House is working to increase testing. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
You want to have testing. And I think what the president has done with that public-private partnership, every community either has a CVS, a Walgreens, a Target, or a Walmart, to be able to open up their parking lots to have this testing.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.